Morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jake Arbach, and good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
Jake, there is a third annual pet run and walk coming up, and we're going to tell you what pet is. Doesn't involve four furry friends here, but when is it and where is it?
It's July 13th out at the Shelburg Quarry, the recreation area, and it's for all ages. Registration, you can register that morning at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8, and then the race starts at 8.
And about how long does it usually proceed?
Like, time-wise?
Yes.
It just kind of depends. The first year, it was kind of rough. It took us a little over an hour just to get everything organized, but so it's roughly an hour, I would probably guess.
Okay, now you've had a little experience here since this is the third annual. Now we need to talk about pet and what that is, because I'm thinking a lot of people don't know what that is. So PET, what does that stand for?
Yes, it's Personal Energy Transportation, and they are wheelchairs. They basically are tricycles, and they are propelled by your hands. And so they get sent all over the world to third world countries, to victims of polio and landmines and birth defects, or just anybody who doesn't have use of their legs or don't have legs, so that way they can get around and function.
Okay. So will you have one on site? Do you ever have
yes.
one?
Yes.
Okay, people can see you.
Yep. The Methodist Church, we have the district office here in Atlantic, and they have one there.
Oh, so that's good. So you can kind of see what this is all about, because it is interesting to look at it. The picture that you provide looks like, you know, people have a little space there to haul things around. It's a little wheelchair plus sort of.
Correct.
Yes. So it's interesting, the title. Where did all this start? Do you have any idea about the history of this personal energy transportation item and event?
I'm not 100% sure. I know they're all made in Iowa, though, so that's kind of interesting. There's a shop over in Oneida where they make all the wooden parts. They cut all the wooden parts, and then I believe it's Woodward.
It's okay.
Yeah, I can't remember. Somewhere in Iowa that they assemble all of them and ship them out. So.
But parts begin in Oneida.
Yes.
I mean, that's, I'm guessing, like me, a lot of people don't realize mm-hmm. that something's happening in Oneida that goes all over the world.
Yep.
Sometimes we don't know about our hometowns and how they affect the world. So, PET, Personal Energy Transportation. And how fast do they go?
It just kind of depends. I know we had a kid last year try and go around the path on one, and he said it was extremely difficult for him. Like, it was much harder to pedal that than he would have expected. So they can go as fast as you want them to, I guess. But
as fast as your energy, your
exactly.
personal energy will take you. Well, that's great that, though, somebody could try it out and really experience it. This isn't an easy thing mm-hmm. to work. Have you sat in it? Have you worked
Oh, yeah.
It?
I've done short little spurts just
okay.
here and there, but I haven't done anything extensive.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the example, the item is here at the Methodist Regional Office. Is it a Methodist Church project?
I know they're a big part of it. I don't think it's actually a Methodist thing, but I could be wrong on
yeah.
that.
But here in Atlantic, it's a Methodist Church project? Or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. We go through the Methodist Church, but that's just so we have a center location.
Uh-huh. You got to have somewhere to gather
exactly.
the information. Now, do people need to pre-register?
You don't have to, but we'd prefer. We're past the point where you could get your guaranteed a T-shirt, but we still would like to get your numbers ready before day of.
That kind of helps the whole process in the morning. And are there prizes?
Yes. There are trophies and stuff for the runners, and then for the walkers we have door prize type things.
Okay. And there is a fee.
Yes, it is $20 a person.
And of course that's kind of what this is all about, isn't
right.
it?
Right. We're just raising money for the pets.
Yes.
And they're $250 a piece.
All right. That was my next question, how much they cost. And that's relatively inexpensive compared to many kinds of equipment that you could purchase.
Right. And most of that money is for shipping.
Uh-huh. That's so if you wanted to put in a little extra money, that would be okay too.
Yes.
No, but $20.
We would take it.
Now, you mentioned both a walk and a run. How long, the distance?
The run is a 5K, which is 3.1 miles, and then the walk is a mile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you mentioned that these go basically all over the world, but are there some countries that are more apt to get them than others?
I believe that most of them go to Africa, but I know there's been some in Haiti and those places, and there are a few that stay in the States.
Okay. And again, for people who have need this to get around because of perhaps no legs or could be just immobile legs, so they can't get around, and this is going to be their transportation. Now, Jake, we're visiting with Jake Arbach. How did you get involved with this?
3 years ago, Mark Jacobson, who's kind of the head person in all this, he takes care of most of it, but he came to me and he's like, for my 18th birthday, I want to run an 18K. And then I was like, yeah, let's do it. But since we're at it, might as well just go 18 miles, since we're going that far. And then we just started talking about doing that, and it evolved into this. I'm not entirely sure, but then we've got some of our friends on board, and we just started organizing it.
So this gets to be kind of a social, fun event.
Yes, yeah. I enjoy it.
Uh-huh. And what's the age range of people who might participate?
You can, anybody. It really is. You could have a 3-year-old or a 95-year-old.
Okay. And so it gets, as I say, to be sort of a social event. And at the same time, you're doing something good for somebody. You
can right.
feel really good about that. So, Jake, what's next for you? You just graduated, correct?
Correct.
From high school. What's next for you?
I am headed to Northwestern College in Orange City. I'm going to study public relations and minor in psychology and run track.
Uh-huh. So. Then after that, let's look ahead for the future. What would you like to be doing, say, 6, 7, 8 years from now?
I'm really not sure. I know I want to work with people, and that's about it.
Well, I think through your high school growing up experiences, you certainly have done a lot of that already.
Yes.
Yes. So this will be another opportunity for you as you move on in your career. But that also explains, I think, why you are helping with this, because it is a people project for sure. Now, there is a committee who's worked on this. Would you like to give their names?
Yes. Chairman is Mark Jacobson, and then the rest of us, myself, Luke Frisbee, Emily Jacobson, Ian McNeese, Maren McNeese, and Caroline Truitt. We've just kind of got together and started organizing.
All right. So let's remind people about this pet walk and run. When do they need to show up and where do they need to show up?
All righty. It is on July 13th. It starts at 8 o'clock. Pre-registration is at 7 out at the Shelburne Recreation Area. And then we'll get going at 8.
All right. And come on out and have a good time, and also get to see one of the pet piece of equipment. I'm not sure what you call it. Do you call it something?
Vehicle is usually what we go with.
Vehicle, you call it. Okay. A little vehicle, and so that will be interesting, too. And I guess if you just wanted to come out and kind of see what's going on and you don't really want to do the whole thing, that would be okay, too.
Yes, that is perfectly all right.
Come out and support a project that certainly is worthwhile and supports local people too. So have a good time. Well, we want to thank you very much, Jake Arbach, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Imagination casts rainbows upon the soul.